You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the first day of the new trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. Greg, in general terms, what's the mood like as we start this new week ahead of the MPC meeting of the South African Reserve Bank?
A global picture, a little bit gloomy now with the latest sort of angle on this whole trade war between China and the US. Now this is why we, or however you pronounce it, cell phone company, well, you know, in that technology field, falling out with Mr. Trump, and then Google also stepping away from that relationship. So it seems like the war is going to move into the tech space. And of course, we've got NASPAS listed here, which is obviously exposed there. That was down 3.2%, which dragged the all share down. We did try and rally towards the end, but the weight of NASPAS, excuse the pun.
We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to that in a moment. Let's have a look at the specifics today, though. Pioneer Foods Group Limited came out with their results. We spoke about them briefly on the opening. And, yeah, they were sort of optimistic. Obviously, their PR company is trying to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. But the share price down over 11%, Greg, a really big move.
Yeah, someone said on Twitter that, you know, this might be the new normal for Pioneer and the market adjusting to that. You know, there was an investment conference in Sun City about 2 months ago. I remember speaking on the pod about it.
Yes.
And Pioneer was one of the companies presenting to those fund managers there, and I'm speaking to people that were there, and Pioneer was almost talking up their game a little bit. So I think quite a few people got quite a shock when SENS announcement of the results came out at 7:05 this morning. The market punishing them, as you say, down 11%.
Exactly. AdCorp Holdings also down, but not quite the same glamorous amount, around about 1.6%. They came out with their results for the year ended February of 2019.
Yeah, I'm surprised it closed down. It did look like the beginnings of a solid turnaround, some restructuring there. The share did reasonable volume, 347,000 shares, just over 8 million rand. Looks to be a big line of stock as he went through in the closing auction at 23.50. So there seems to be a seller there, but if we can work through him, then I think we're going to see higher levels, by a month or two's time.
What about Polar World? Polar World up around about 2.25% today. Their results came out this morning, and you would think anything to do with logistics and motor cars is not going to do well. But obviously, the market had priced in something a little bit worse, and therefore the market rallied, or rather, the share price rallied.
Yeah, interesting. I was looking at the intraday chart, and around about 1:30, it was around 126.60, and then its share price started to climb, finishing at 128.75. So I can only attribute to that, you know, probably giving a very, very strong results presentation. People coming back from that presentation, sitting down with the fund managers around the table and saying, hang on, there's a beginning of a turnaround here. So 1.8% up. It's a big counter, 117 million rands worth of shares trading.
Yeah, let's have a look at the most viewed shares on sharenet.co.za. Most viewed today, obviously Steinhoff, it's every day, down 2.7%. Pioneer Foods down, oh my goodness me, look, over 11%. Aspen barely changed, and NASPERS, that's the big one. And yeah, just give us the recent price history of NASPERS because it's so important. It was down 3.3% today to 3,201 rand per share. But what has been the recent history?
I'm going back here, and let's have a look. Yeah, the beginning of April, it was close to 3,700, got up to 3,800 around there.
Gosh.
It really was on a bounce back, more or less following that tech recovery which we saw in the US. And then just sort of one bit of bad news. Obviously, the 10-cent numbers didn't help the other day. But the downward slide just accelerating, really. I'm not a chartist, but it does look as though it's got to hold sort of the 3,200 as a support, really.
Yeah. I was speaking to a very clever person from Investec Asset Management in Cape Town the other day, and we were talking about the South African economy and the relative optimism that they have and a lot of people have now that the election is out of the way. But she did say to me, it would be distinctly unhelpful She said in a very delicate way, it would be distinctly unhelpful if things turned awry overseas. And it seems to me that things are turning awry with Iran and the trade news and Huawei, etc.
Yes, it is one of those cases, and very often it's quite right there. You don't need as many threats of a possible black swan. What people do is pull money, you know, closer to home, which is out of emerging markets and back to the US until they're certain of the way forward. She's quite right. The timing is, you know, the market's delicately poised. Really, you don't need bad news. People start to, had decent gains up until a month ago on the JSE, giving a lot of that back now. So, investors getting frustrated. I've fielded a lot of calls from people today, big clients, just feeling really uncertain. I've spent most of the day, paying psychologists and trying to calm up. My main theme is give Cyril 100 days and let's see what he can do. And then, the China situation probably will be resolved in the next 2 months as well. We have to watch that.
100 days. The ANC has had 25 years, for goodness sake. I mean, another 100 days. Yeah, I'll give you. Give me another 100 days. I'll sort you out. Greg, give us the indexes that we normally follow, please.
The indexes, the banks up 0.34, financials up 0.09, industrials down 0.22. That's all nice bass. Retail is down 0.85. Gold index up 1.25. Platinum's down 2%. Resources down 0.80. Our market down 1%. The all share down 566 points. 55,617.
And the value traded?
Value of 15, just over 15 billion.
Did you hear the interview that I conducted with Nikki Newton-King, the CEO of the JSE Limited? Have you had a listen to that yet and see what she had to say about the future of the JSE?
Actually, I didn't have time.
That's very disloyal of you, Greg. Go
yes,
there.
Yeah, I downloaded it and then I never got around to it.
Dollar rand, 1438. British pound against the rand, 1831. And the euro rand is 1606. Put your glasses on, Lindsay. The euro dollar is 111.70. When we go to the commodities prices, the gold price was under pressure this morning. Yeah, it's sort of stabilized a bit, but not much. 1278, which is barely changed on the day. The platinum price is down 3 to $816 per ounce. And palladium is 1324, which is up $18 an ounce. Brent crude oil just off a little bit from the 73.50 we saw this morning, currently 72.95, but bubbling under. Greg, give us the overseas markets, the Dow Jones, etc.
Yeah, Dow giving up some gains here, down 89 points back at 25,674. And the FTSE in the UK down 41 points, 73.06. Let's just have a look at the S&P down 14 points. NASDAQ down just 99 points. So, again, that takes place under pressure.
Down 1.25%, actually. Greg, I saw a tweet, and it was involving you. And it also involved a gentleman who used to be the governor of California by the name of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, what was that all about? I saw you in a picture with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, he was actually doing an expo in Santa, like a bodybuilding expo. So I made a mistake of buying a ticket, and I was walking around there and thought, well, I wasted 150 rand. But then I was pushed to the wall by some heavyweight securities and said, Arnold's coming. And I grabbed my camera. I got a nice photo of him, and then later in the afternoon, I'd gone up to the Centre and Sun to buy a newspaper, and he was in the lobby, and I nearly got a selfie, sort of half a selfie.
I saw that,
he's looking at me, as someone said, yeah, I look a lot bigger, obviously.
Do you honestly think that he needs the money to come to South Africa to do a bodybuilding expo? I mean, he must have fallen on hard times to come to South Africa. It's like when pop groups come to South Africa or football teams come here. They must be on their knees. He must be a wealthy man. Why does he have to come to Sandton City?
I think one of the organizers is a South African friend of his from way back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got a relationship where. But he does do a tour, and I suppose he's popping into Africa. He's 71 years old. He's in great shape. I must say, you always think you'll meet somebody famous and you'll be all calm, but I'm fairly excited to meet the Terminator.
Yeah, exactly. Just like you are when you meet me. Greg Davies, thank you very much for your time. That's Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.